Al-Bayan Radio presents The Virtues of Ramadan and Its Men, presented by Wasim Tarsisi.
Bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, wa sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam tasliman kathira. Rabbi shahli sadri wa yassirli amri, wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli amma ba'd. We return back to the virtues and the benefits of fasting and the Ramadan. And we remember today that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given the one that had practiced this great worship of fasting on the Day of Judgment a great privilege. And that is the privilege that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send this worship of fasting that he had acted upon to be a shafa'ah for him upon the day where only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would permit for the shafa'ah to occur. And the shafa'ah is the intercession that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day will not allow anyone to speak or anyone to intercede only but by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on that day, he will be from the intercessors by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have specific intercessions given to him in order to call and to intercede for his ummah in order to save them from the flames and from the fire and from the terrors of the fire that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created. But my brother in Islam, there is a way for you, there is a way for me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells us upon the tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fi sahih, he says in the hadith about the Quran and about the action of siyam, he says Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as-siyam wal-Qur'anu yashfa'ani lil-'abdi yawm al-qiyamah, that he says that the Quran and the siyam would come on the Day of Judgment as an intercessor to intercede on behalf of the one that had acted upon it. And he furthers on to say, يقول الصيام, the action of siyam that you have acted upon, that I have acted upon that day, it comes by the permission of Allah, and it speaks in a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he lets it to speak. It says, إيه ربي, yes, O my Lord, إيه ربي, إني منعته الطعام والشهوة فشفعني فيه. He says, the siyam, it comes and it speaks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by Allah's permission, and it says, yes, O Allah, he did fast, and I stopped him from food, and I stopped him from his desire, for let me be an intercessor for him. And the Quran, it will come as well, and it will say, يقول القرآن ربي منعته النوم بالليل, I stopped him, the Quran will say, I stopped him from sleeping in the night due to the recitation of the Quran, فشفعني فيه, for make me an intercessor for him on that day, قال فيشفعاني, Allahu Akbar, and there will be an intercessor, or there will intercess for these two actors. My brother, my sister in Islam, how much are we in need of an intercession? How much are we in need of these good deeds to come and to be intercessors between us and between the flames of the hellfire? We are all in need of it. Here, Allah has given us the jewels and has given us the gems and has given us the guidance upon the tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our siyam and to make our Quran from the reasons that Allah makes them intercede. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfir Allah wa li wa lakum fastaghfiruh innahu huwal ghafurur rahim.
This program was presented by Al-Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.